but on the swing and looming up on the outside. Now we had Tillianam and Entente. Tillianam goes to Entente, and peeling off them now is Celino and Kalashnikov. The outside Converge looking for a split in behind them. In front is Tillianam. Converge comes out after it. It's Tillianam the leader. Now Converge right over the top of them. And Converge is going to win the opener impressively. Converge first, Tillianam second. Third was more profits than on.
Oh, he certainly was impressive. Converge. Adrian Bott and Gay Waterhouse would have been rubbing their hands together after watching that trial yesterday. And we speak to Adrian Bott this morning. Morning, Adrian. You well?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Very well, thank you.
Gee, looked good. Mind you, were you a little bit nervous about the path that Timmy Clark was plotting? He took a bit of a neat run there, didn't he, with 100 to go?
He did. It was a bit of an interesting path. I don't know why. There was plenty of the racetrack to get around and use, and there was no urgency there for the trial. But anyway, he's only a little horse, so he's able to sort of duck and weave and dart through. But he's pretty impressive when he did.
He certainly is. He looks like he's come back just as well as he was, probably better. What's in the back of your mind? I know he's entered in most things, including an all-star mile. Which way are you thinking in your head?
Yeah, look, we've got a good few runs for him just against his own age group before we sort of probably have to make any of those sort of serious decisions. But he's ready to go to the races now, most likely resuming the Eskimo Prince there in 2 weeks' time and into the Hobartville. So 12, 1400 metres runs for him. And that'll just sort of really dictate where he's at, you know, as long as he's sort of measuring up as we hope and expect in those races. But he'll probably be poorly treated in the weights with the, you know, with his record, but still give us a good indication where he's at. And then if he's to stay up here, I guess the race is sort of like the Randwick Rose Hill Guinea sort of stretching out to that mile, 2,000 metres, or, you know, if he's in calculations for the All-Star Mile and feel he can, you know, be competitive at that weight for age level, well, he could head down to Melbourne a bit earlier and sort of have a look at the Australian Guineas, get a look at Flemington before a race like the All-Star Mile. So quite a few different sort of paths open, a number of good options, you know, sort of not getting ahead of ourselves, just want to make sure we see him back to the races and he's able to measure up as we hope.
Ultimately, do you think 2,000 will be his best distance?
I think so. The way he can settle, yeah, and particularly when we saw how impressive he was over the mile in his 2-year-old campaign, he sort of got the, I guess he's bred to have that bit of stamina. As I said, not an overly big horse, but just his racing pattern, the way he's sort of settling, and you know, how sharp we've seen him before, I think he could be very, very effective over that trip.
Who else are you maybe contemplating a Melbourne autumn campaign for in the stable?
I guess similar sort of path there with a horse like Silent Impact, who was we saw win last weekend. He was sort of vulnerable at that sort of 1,100 metres. I think he's really going to excel once we can see him sort of get up to the mile and 2,000 metres. So again, if Converge is sort of staying up here for the Guineas, whether he's a horse that could head pop up in the Guineas down there. Not entirely sure yet. We'll sort of keep it pretty flexible with him. A filly, Queen of Dubai, she ran quite well last preparation. She may head back down for a similar preparation. Alligator Blood in the stable, haven't fully set ourselves on what his program will be just yet, whether he could pop up down in Melbourne or not. We've got a few options there with a couple of them. But yeah, now they're all starting to come back there from the indications of the trials there yesterday.
Who do you think's your best 2-year-old?
We've got a nice Russian Revolution colt, a horse called Rise of the Masses. He only won a maiden at Kembla Grange there last preparation, but he did what he needed to on debut and just sort of had a quick freshen up, and he's back in the stables. He's one I've always had a good opinion of.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for him. Hopefully we get to see him soon. You've got an interesting runner tomorrow as well at Warwick Farm. Daj Rahn, who, by Frankel, out of Mosfen, the Golden Slipper winner, and having its first Australian start after coming across from overseas, and has trialled up really well.
He has. He's a lovely horse. A great pleasure to do anything with. He's been very straightforward since he's arrived down. I think there's plenty of talent there, plenty of upside, that's for sure. I've been most impressed with what we've seen from from both trials. I guess the only concern would be the 1,200 metres for him. I do feel he's going to be a nice sort of mile, potentially 2,000 metre horse in time. We'll see him stretch out later this preparation, but hopefully his class can get him through. I'd like to see him kicking off in the right manner. But that would be the only slight concern, just whether we've been able to keep him sharp enough for the 1,200 metres here. But there's a lot to like about the horse, and certainly feel we'll be seeing a lot more from him. And hopefully at some point in the carnival, we'll just see what he's able to produce on tomorrow for us.
Yeah, drawn one, J-Mac on board. He's the favourite in the last. You've got two other nice chances, Decisive Move and Navy Cross as well tomorrow. Of the three, who's your best?
Look, I think Darjeeling's probably the pick of the horses that we're taking out of the race. They're just purely for the potential upside that he's got.
All right, we'll be watching him closely tomorrow. Good on you, Adrian. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Michael.